I'm Sylvia Bullard on 88.9 The Cube, and today I have the opportunity to speak with Marlene Pavliv. She is the coordinator, promotion, media relations, and web for J. Armand Bombardier Museum. Hello, it's nice to speak with you on the phone today.
Hello, it's nice to speak to you too.
So Valcourt celebrates winter at the J. Armand Bombardier Museum. It's an event organized in collaboration with the Yvonne L. Bombardier Cultural Center in the town of Valcourt and the Grand Prix de Skidoo de Valcourt event. So if people are looking for something to do, this is a great winter activity and not too far away from Sherbrooke, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's maybe like 30, 35 minutes of road from Sherbrooke, and we get a lot of activity for the whole family during all the weekend. Most of them are free, so it's a great time to come around in Valcourt, discover the snowmobile universe, and enjoy the joy of winter.
So it starts today, actually, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, today we got some of racers of the Grand Prix de Skidoo de Valcourt event who come to the museum and they speak about what fuels their passion for racing and snowmobile. And tomorrow we got other activities and it's going to be like that until Sunday.
So you mean people can actually speak with the race drivers that participate in the Grand Prix Skidoo?
Yeah, well, we got some of them. Not all of them are here because it's a lot of preparation around the Grand Prix. And I think they're here until the beginning of the afternoon.
Okay. So they would be there right now. So
yes, exactly. After the race left, so we got a tour of the museum, and people can come and visit the factory of BRP to see how Sea-Doo are assembled.
Oh, that's interesting. And I understand that you have like the let me say this correctly, it's the 3 millionth Skidoo on display?
Yeah, at the museum we receive from BRP the 3 millionth Skidoo assembled here in Valcourt. So I think it's like 60 years ago, J. Armand Bombardier assembled the first snowmobile, which we also had. We also have the first million, the second million, and now we had the 3 million. So it's a lot of history about snowmobile here in the region.
Right. So is this what the storytelling will be about? Because you're going to have some storytelling. I don't know if that's tomorrow or on Sunday.
We have storytelling, but that's actually for children.
Oh, okay.
So it's more a family activity. Mm-hmm. It's on Saturday and on Sunday this weekend.
It's like whatever time they arrive, they can go for this, or do they have to wait for certain times for this, or how does that work?
For the storytelling, it starts at 2 p.m. on the Saturday, and I think that's the same thing for Sunday. So Sunday, the storytelling starts at 2 p.m. also, but we got all activities for the whole family during all the day. So at 9 a.m. we got the mascots and inflatable games and more. So people can just arrive on Sunday morning and spend the whole day here in Valcourt.
Okay, so and that starts today. It goes on until tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yes.
So there's, what, 4 days of winter fun?
Yes, exactly.
And we're getting some snow.
Yeah, so it's like the perfect timing.
Perfect timing, yeah, because you certainly wouldn't want to hold an event like this and have no snow, that's for sure.
Yeah, because we have like some snowmobile tours, so if we don't have snow, we cannot just do that activity.
Right. So if people are outdoors and they get a little bit cold, they can go in and do some of these other things, right?
Yeah. They can go visit the museum during the weekend, or they can go at the cultural center. We got an exhibition of a painting that is held now. And if they're cold, well, we also got a maple syrup treat, so they can enjoy that too.
Well, that sounds good. Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, we thank you so much for telling us about this event. Is there anything more that you want to add?
Yeah, well, if people want to know all the programming for the weekend, they can check out our website at museebombardier.com. We also put information on Facebook and on Twitter.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.